WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Something and you want to get the devil back, do it like this. Bam! In your face, devil! That's right. Come on now. That's how you do it. Now, if you're really excited, go bam! In your face, devil! I have loved Genesis so much. Genesis has been amazing. Let me tell you, it has been amazing. We have learned the heart of God so much. We have learned about creation. We've learned about the Garden of Eden. We've learned about judgments. We've learned about blessings. We've learned about famine. We've learned about restoration to families, all this other stuff. God is so amazing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our last day of Genesis. Lord, we thank you for retaining it in our heart, Lord, and helping us to eat the scrolls of your word, having an understanding, Lord, giving us revelation, Lord, whipping us, correcting us, Lord, molding and shaping us into the bride of Christ that you want us to be, Lord. Illuminate your word to us today, Jesus, please. Illuminate your word to us and teach us, Holy Spirit. Teach us about your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Bride, let's go ahead and get started because I can't wait to pick up where we left off yesterday. All right, so now, we know that Jacob, Israel, is going into the promised land. God, remember, God came to him yesterday and told him, in the scripture yesterday, told Jacob and Israel, basically, don't worry, son. I'm going to be with you when you go there. And your son is going to put his hands on your eyes, which I think it means he's going to lay him to rest. Let's see what happens here. We're in chapter 47.
Genesis 47. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have.
All right, pause. Remember, Bride, when Joseph warned his family about the shepherd deal, and he told him, when he comes, tell him this, okay? So he prepared them for this encounter with Pharaoh.
Come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, what is your occupation?
Oh, he knew, didn't he?
Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture or their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell.
Wow.
And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle.
Wow.
And Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
All right, pause. I just caught on to something. There is a great famine in the land. And Joseph's family is coming in as shepherds with this great flock, which is meat, for him to eat. And let's listen to what happens. Now it's making sense why Joseph did it this way. Think of this, Bride. He had them meet in Goshen, which is the best land in Egypt. He has them come and meet him there. Then he figures out a way that they can sweeten Pharaoh, because he knows in the famine they're going to need this meat of this cattle. So he tells his father, when he comes, tell them that you're shepherds, because normally it's an abomination, but now there's a famine in the land. Let's look at this. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, well, actually, let's go back to the previous, just so we can understand this. And Joseph said to his brethren, unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade has been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all they have. Which means, look what my family is bringing into the kingdom. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? Then you shall say, thy servant's trade has been about cattle from our youth, even until now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. So he's telling this about the cattle so you can be here in the best land. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. So he's letting him know, my family's very wealthy. And he took some of the brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, what is your occupation? And he said unto Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Wow! So Joseph knew, didn't he, Bride? Bam in your face, devil. Joseph knew the famine was so bad they didn't have cattle, but here come Joseph's family with cattle. Now, therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spoke unto Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen. Let's see here. Where is it? In the land of Goshen. Let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle. Did you catch on to that, Bride? Over my cattle. So he's letting them know we're all becoming one here. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. This is huge, huge. He blessed him. Wow. How awesome is that? Which means Pharaoh just took on. Well, it doesn't really say if Pharaoh took on the God, the Hebrew God. But it does say that because Pharaoh was so good to Joseph, Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Wow. Even that, you know, this makes me think of President Trump. Even though he may have been a heathen, when he blesses God's people, God is going to bless him, whether he's a heathen or saved. When you're good to God's people, he will bless you. Wow. Isn't this amazing? Let's keep going.
And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years.
Aww.
Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh.
Aww.
And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families.
Wow.
And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth.
Wow.
And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks and for the cattle of the herds. And for
wow.
The horses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year.
Man.
And when that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my lord, now that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord, but our bodies and our lands.
Wow. Wow.
And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them.
Man.
So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priests bought he not.
Hmm.
The priests had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands.
Wow.
And Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants.
Wow.
And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, Swear unto me. And he sware unto him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head.
Oh, I just want to cry. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, think about it, Brad. How many years he was able to be with Jacob. How Jacob was able to be with Joseph before he died. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. He got to be with all his grandkids. He got to be with all his kids. There was a restoration in the land, restoration of all the children, blessing in the midst of the famine. I mean, it's really amazing. It just makes me want to cry because I'm so happy. I know it sounds funny, but I feel like I'm just back in time with these people. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, If now I have found grace in your sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. Now remember that with Abraham, when he sent the servant to go find a wife for Isaac. And this is Joseph's grandpa. And he made him put his hand under his thigh. And it's the same thing that he did here. It must be some type of way they do covenant in Egypt. But I will lie with my, let's see, if now I found grace in your sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But I will lie with my fathers, that thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. So in other words, I don't want to be buried here in Egypt. I want to be where my family genealogy is. Aw. Okay, Brad, now we're on chapter 48. I'm so sad that he died, but I'm glad he got to be with him.
Genesis 48. And it came to pass after these things, that one told Joseph, Behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. One told Jacob and said, Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me.
All right, pause. I thought that's who we was talking about in the last chapter. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die, and he called his son Joseph and said unto him, All right, Jacob lived, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt in the country of Goshen. And they had possessions therein and grew and multiplied. And Jacob lived. Okay, so maybe it's just giving us details of what happened. Swear unto me, and he sware unto him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. Okay, and it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, Behold, your father is sick, and he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, Behold, thy son Joseph coming unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Wonder why he said that. And to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And thy issue which thou begottest after them shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of the brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrath. The same is Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, and lo, God has showed me also your seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, and toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand, towards Israel's right hand, and he brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph, and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. Well, let's hear what happens here. Verse 4,
and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue which thou begettest after them shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons, and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them.
Boy, how awesome is this?
For age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them, embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands willingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads,
and
let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude.
Wow.
And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he.
Wow. His
son shall become a multitude of nations.
Wow.
And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he said Ephraim before Manasseh.
Remember, bride, how this has happened before. This happened with Isaac. I mean, let's say you had, Jacob and Esau. This happened here. Jacob was the younger, and now he's doing the same here. Isn't that something?
is your son Joseph. Behold, I die.
Oh.
God shall be with you, and bring you again unto the land of your fathers.
Oh.
Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow.
Oh. Chapter 49. We're on chapter 49. Oh, so he's telling him he's about to die.
Genesis 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Wow.
Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father.
Wow.
Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel.
What?
Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch.
Wow.
Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitat.
Oh, wow, bride. Let's look at what's happening here. Since we have been discovering Genesis, we have discovered what these brothers have done over time. And now that it is, and now it's time to pay the piper. Because as Israel, Jacob, their father, is dying, he's releasing their blessing and their future upon them. Look, and it's all based upon what they did while they were growing up. Okay, let's look at this. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou went up to thy father's bed and defiled it. Remember, he slept with one of his handmaidens, I think it was. Simeon and Levi, remember, they're the ones that went and killed all the people against Dinah. They killed all of Shechem's land there, all the men. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Let's see what he says here.
O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall.
Wow.
Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel.
Wow.
Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee.
Wow.
Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. And as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk.
Wow.
Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zion. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens, and he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel.
Mm.
Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph
Man.
Is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence this is the shepherd, the stone of Israel.
Wow.
Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren.
Wow.
Benjamin shall ravage as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them, and blessed them. Every one, according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Wow.
And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Buried me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite, for a possession of a burying place.
Yes.
There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah.
Wow. Leah! Remember, bride, Leah was the one forsaken. Leah was the one rejected. And Leah is the one in history. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Why? Because Leah obeyed her father. And she obeyed him. She kept herself pure, in other words. But Rachel, the one that he really loved, remember, she stole her father's God. She took the false idols. I think that's what brought her the curse, to where she could not be buried and keep on the family genealogy type of deal.
The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed, and
aww,
yielded up the ghost, and was gathered unto his people.
Aww. So that is the end of Jacob. How awesome is that he was able to die like that? All right, Brad, we're on chapter 50, the last one, and we're ending Genesis.
And Joseph fell upon his father's face, and wept upon him, and kissed him.
Aww.
And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel.
Aww.
And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days.
Wow, all the Egyptians.
And when the days of mourning were past, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, If now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die in my grave, which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan. There shalt thou bury me. Now therefore let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again.
Aww.
And Pharaoh said,
Oh,
as he made thee swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt.
Wow.
And all the house of Joseph, and his brethren, and his father's house, only their little ones, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen.
Wow. Wow. Check this out. I'm trying so hard not to cry right now, because all of Egypt is grieved over this man dying. This tells you how much they loved Joseph, that Joseph's father died. Highly favored is Joseph in this land. And then his father died, all of Israel weeps. And then when he asked for, can I please go bury my father? He's like, please go and honor your father. And then everyone goes with him just about. This is huge, Brad. The honor of how Israel is being taken care of and going back to his grave. Wow. This is so amazing.
Him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company.
See?
And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and very sore lamentation.
Aww.
And he made a mourning for his father 7 days.
Aww.
And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians.
Aww.
Wherefore the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond sons did unto him according as he commanded them.
Oh.
All his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for possession of a burying place of Ephron the Hittite before Mamre. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father.
All right, pause. Now, I think, Brad, this is the first time we've heard of embalming. It must be an Egyptian practice, an Egyptian culture thing. So they embalmed him, and then he took him. So he said, for his sons carried him into the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of his burying place of Ephron the Hittite before Mamre. And Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father after he had buried his father. Wow.
And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin. For they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him.
Oh, forgiveness.
And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servants.
Oh.
And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
As it is this day, to save much people alive.
Yes.
Now therefore, fear ye not. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them.
Aww.
And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he in his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years.
Wow.
And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation.
Wow.
The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees.
Aww.
And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you.
Aww.
And bring you out of this land, unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence.
Aww.
So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
Wow, wow. So basically, when he died, he was put in royalty in Egypt, put in a coffin and buried in Egypt. Wow. But then he instructed his brethren, God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land which he swore to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. Wow. And Joseph took an oath of the children in Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin. So basically, he knew when he was going to die, and he gave up the ghost. The same with his father. He gave up the ghost. The same with his father. Gave up the ghost. That is the blessing, I believe, living an old life and giving up the ghost. Wow. Now, there's something I want to point out here. There's something we need to examine before we go into Exodus and what's about to happen next week in the Bible study. And isn't it appropriate, Bride, that this is the ending of the week? We do these Bible studies Monday through Friday, 5 chapters a day. And today on Friday, we end this Bible study of Genesis. And next week, we go into Exodus. Exodus, which covers the children of Israel being held captive by Egypt. They go into slavery, remember? And then they're brought out and all that. That's what we're about to get into. But I want to go over a few things before we get into that next week, okay? All right. Jacob went to Canaan when he shouldn't have, when he was restored to Esau. that brought some bad things in the family line. But then Joseph went off into captivity and went off into Egypt and became very blessed because the Lord was with him. Why? Because he stayed pure. Then God ended up blessing him and restoring his family and bringing them all back. And then he was able to bury his father, and then he died, and he is sending his blessings. But he's telling his brethren, now it's time for you to leave Egypt. Now, why this is happening, I don't know yet. But this is what's happening right here at the end of Genesis. He's telling his family, now that I'm gone, now it is time for you to leave Egypt. Which tells me that the children of Israel are leaving Egypt. So what happens for them to get captive again? But remember, in the famine, it brought all these surrounding peoples in. And now Egypt has all these slaves because they were so hungry, they wanted to get fed, and they sold their own selves into slavery. But the children of Israel are about to leave. Bride, this is so good. My goodness, what we have learned. So we are about to go into another judgment when we start into Exodus. So we're going to see how this happens. Let's examine this one more time. The Lord, Joseph, kept his heart pure. He forgave his family. And remember, he told them, no, the Lord did this to me. He turned all the bad around for the good. And he did this to save my family. So he basically forgave them for all the slavery they sold him into and everything. I encourage all of the races and tribes of America, consider this today, the heart of Joseph. Forgive. Forgive one another when you was in slavery, when you was suffering. Do like Joseph. Forgive and let go. And realize all that happened for such a time as this. It's only the devil and the enemy that want you to be bound up and to bring all this bitterness against you, to hold you back from your destiny. Don't be like, was it Simeon and Levi? You know, the two that ended up killing all them people because of their anger, that spirit of rejection, which ended up costing them their whole entire destiny. Don't do it, bride. Forgive and let go. And realize whenever God has us in the pit, if he has us in slavery, whatever our lot in life is, if we're obeying him, he's with us in hell, in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen. This is such a good lesson. And let's just take a minute to thank the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us and showing us who you are, God. Changing us and molding us into the people of God you want us to be, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for Genesis. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, bride, look, next week I'm going to Washington, D.C. I'm going to Washington, D.C., leaving on Monday. Come on now. And headed out, and we'll be gone a week. But all of these Bible studies I'm pre-recording, so they will still be up on our website Monday through Friday. Every morning they'll be available at 8 o'clock in the morning, okay? TheAmericanExpose.com. And you can click on that top link up there, Bible studies, and they will be available. I'll try to remember while I'm there in Washington, D.C., to post them on my Facebook wall, but if not, that's where they're at, okay? All right, bride, I love you, and God bless you. Next week, we will start on Exodus.